Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
We've been talking about this phenomenon of toilet paper madness.
Wait, I have a question that I wanted to ask in the previous segment to one of the callers. I'll ask you, does anybody ever just use one square?
No, God, no. That's insane.
So then why is the perforation that size? I don't understand why the perforation is that size.
Well,
if nobody ever uses just one square, where did the size of one square of toilet paper come from? I don't understand.
That's an interesting question.
That's my job.
These are the mysteries.
Interesting questions.
Of life.
Anyway, I don't mean to flush the show, but...
Did you notice that there's now paper towels that are half size? Like, they've perforated, they've done, like, sort of...
See, and that's kind of the opposite of what I'm talking about. They said, oh, there's probably a demand for this as a feature
right.
in our product, so let's try it out.
And
they did, and it makes sense to me.
To use half the size, if it's a small cleanup job, you don't need to tear off a whole paper towel.
Yeah, I frequently, I'll spill a little bit of something.
Right.
I don't need, the whole big sheet of paper towel. I could use a half one, sure.
But that doesn't... Yeah, I've never thought about that before, Captain, about why with the toilet paper.
I mean, could they save money by just doubling the size of the sheet, making it,
Making it like four-ply?
Yeah, or something.
Or whatever?
Instead of perforating every whatever that square is, right? Every other
inches.
One. Right? Every other one, I don't know.
Well, either way, you still got to fold it over, right? Because a long sheet isn't going to do you any good.
I'm no toilet paper magnet.
Yeah.
magnate? Yeah, there we go.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up whatever you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And there is a story that I think is interesting over at the New York Times asking, is there really a toilet paper shortage? Well, it sure does look like it. If you go to your local Walmart or grocery store, department store, wherever it is that you would normally get toilet paper from, the shelves are empty.
At the store I was at, there was a line for the little dispenser of the sanitary wipes to wipe down the handle of your cart. Whereas that thing gets ignored. It's there. It's like a customer service
thing.
Only
the germaphobes would normally go for it.
You might see maybe occasionally one person walk by and wipe down the hand. There was a line. It was like somebody was waiting for tickets to the movies. Waiting to use, pull one of these disposable sanitary wipes and wipe down
Amazing.
Their cart handles.
I've never done that in my life. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. Let's talk to John in Pennsylvania. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, this is John Tower.
So real. Okay, go ahead. Let's hear this call.
Interesting. We're talking about toilet paper. We get a call from the John.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, one day I was taking my toilet paper. I was getting the toilet papers from the shop and bringing on the homes, right? And then one day, while I was wiping my son, Joseph Kwahua, he said to me,
how do you spell that name?
Kwahua.
That's his name.
Okay.
How do you spell it?
I forget.
Okay.
But anyway,
go on with your story.
But anyway, one day, we were going, and he said to me, where are the wipes? And I said to Joseph Kwahua, I said to him, hey, I don't know. And then I looked at the toilet, and they were all stuck. And I was like, damn, how'd this happen?
Okay, bro. Oh. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for taking the plunge on that one.
Kind of amusing, but... Let's go on and talk to Jet. He's online somewhere in the United States. Hello, Jet.
That must be me.
It is.
So,
there is
this guy that I listen to on the radio, your show once in a while. He calls in, and talks about how government is psychology, specifically that pretty much all government is some form of psychology, you know, in your mind.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's a human construct because it only affects human beings. Human beings are the only creatures on the planet that subscribe to the idea of government.
Yeah. So what this fellow has been trying to do over the years is persuade the hosts of Free Talk Live to talk more about, you know, how this magic and sorcery of this thing we call government can
He wants us to use, like,
exist.
Different words and stuff, too, if I remember correctly. I think I know who you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Well, he also professes that really the only way to deal with people who call themselves government is by talking about that very thing, that it is just a concept and there is no way that anyone can get such power except through sorcery or what we call usurpation. So my question is, how can I persuade you guys to talk more about that? I mean, especially these days when we have governors and presidents and mayors all proclaiming and decreeing that they now have much more power than they had before. All they have to do is just sign this piece of paper.
Right, it's a state of emergency.
Yeah, the last, 6 to 8 weeks has been a great illustration of that.
Yeah, and it's magic. I mean, all of a sudden, they have all these powers that they didn't have yesterday. And so I want to talk about that.
Well, and there's a further illustration of that concept that, you know, comes to mind 2 times a year, and that's government savings time. We just went through that where we had to shift the clocks, right? And then it literally changes people's perception of time. Because you take away an hour or you add an hour at the, you know, beginning or end of the clock one day, and then all of a sudden people think that 6 p.m. is a different time than it actually is.
Well, Jed, I mean, you use these words like governor and mayor and president, but these are just people. They're just human beings, but the problem is, as you mentioned, there's a spell that has been cast over other people that makes them think that they're somehow not just human beings, that they're somehow risen above the rest of us. And,
indoctrination.
And it's BS.
Makes it happen.
It's BS. But unfortunately, go ahead.
They don't even have to wear, you know, special costumes. I mean, they can just come out in a regular suit and say, "I am the grand poopah of the universe, and I hereby decree."
Well, the costumes are there on purpose, though. They certainly do help.
They usually have costumed men near them. You know, there's like a man in a uniform or men in uniforms. There's a flag. There's all these trappings of this this religion. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. These are cult members. The government is a cult. It is a dangerous cult. It is a an evil one that uses violence against its neighbors. And
well, here is their mantra. Here is their mantra. We hereby grant ourselves the right, power, and authority to grant ourselves race, powers, and authority.
Yeah.
And it just amazes me how many people look at these other humans and just go, "Oh, okay, I guess I better do what they say." Now, I can understand someone wanting to persuade you to say, distance yourself from other people. Mm-hmm. But to come out and say, "I hereby decree that no more than 200 people can gather in one small space at any one time."
Or you will be shot. Yes.
Yeah, because that's the ultimate end of everything. I mean, they have to threaten you with some form of violence. But that's pretty much what I wanted to get across tonight, was if we can talk more about how it's all psychology, this thing we call government. And these people, well, as you said, are just other people. So.
Yeah, I think it's important, and I'm glad you call in about that, Jet. Thank you for the call tonight, and that's why, you know,
we will continue to talk about that, of course.
Yeah, of course, but that's why I'm so, you know, I like to harp on the idea of people who understand this, because we're in the very, very small minority of people out there.
Amen.
People who understand what Jet is talking about really need to move to the same geographic area so we can spread these ideas more effectively. Because until people on a wider basis start to understand it, we're never going to have any effect.
Yeah.
because it is a mass delusion, this belief in the state. And as long as libertarian types and voluntarist types stay dispersed and scattered about, then they're never going to have an impact on changing that delusion. There's more coming up here. 855 450 free like freedom. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And the captain.
Also, I want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. If you are new to the world of cryptocurrency, well, now is a great time to learn the basics about Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. You can go to Bitcoin.com to get started on that because the prices are down, down, down.
There's a sale, sale, sale. Dude. Act now.
Yeah, I mean, act now is probably good advice. And, of course, the prices could go down again. You never know what's going to happen in the future. So always make sure you don't put in anything more than you can afford to lose.
Yeah.
But, man, the last month has seen the price of Bitcoin drop 50%. I mean, that's a huge discount.
Well, and this coincided exactly with the stock market crash, near
it
as
did.
I can tell.
It
so
did.
There,
which isn't always the case,
no,
mind you.
But I think it's a result of some of these banks doing, you know, Bitcoin futures and, you know, packaging different types of investment portfolios into cryptocurrency. So now, you know, there's businesses tied into crypto investing, and so now the crypto itself is tied to stock market actions and reactions and that kind of a thing.
I think what
I hope that it doesn't stay that way, but I get why it's happening now.
I think one of our Discord chatters, Cameltoe, I think what he said was right about this, and that is that a lot of people who invest in cryptocurrency aren't doing it for the ideology of it. They're not doing it because it's better money. They're doing it because they want to make a quick buck,
right,
or a buck over some amount of time. And so they see this happening, and they think, oh my God, I need to get my money out. I need the cash. So they liquidate whatever the Bitcoin that they've got, and we saw a huge sell-off as
right.
a result of that this
yeah.
week. And then, you know, you get the panic selling. So right. some people decide to sell, and then more people decide to sell. But either way, it seems to have stabilized over the last couple of days at around $5,000 per Bitcoin. It's been sort of in the $5,000 to $5,500 range. Go to Bitcoin.com. You can get started learning about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, because one thing's for sure is it seems like it's here to stay, the idea of cryptocurrency. What will be on top forever? I don't know if it'll always be Bitcoin, but for right now, it is. Bitcoin.com. We go to your calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Robert. He's in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Hello, Robert.
Hello, sir. How are you this evening?
Hey, good. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, our forefathers, I think, did the best job that they possibly could in thinking out the relationship between government and military. The only time that there's a direct connection between the military and the civil government is at the president. He's the commander-in-chief. Nobody else is in there. So that, and he has to make that decision. And the whole country makes the decision as who that commander-in-chief is going to be. And there are certain times in life when you have to be able to react immediately to certain kinds of situations. You can't sit around and have the Congress think about it. And that's why our government said that was amazing the way they thought about that and set that up.
What are you talking about? And you're talking about the you're praising the idea that the president is in charge of the military, that one man can decide to send a group of killers off to murder innocents?
A declaration, that would be a declaration of war.
When was the last time that happened?
I believe it was for the Second World War.
Yeah, so you're telling me that man has not sent away killers to kill innocent people since World War II?
First of all, that would be a police action. That would not be a war, technically, actually.
Okay, so you're telling me that when the military goes and drops bombs and shoots people,
like they have been for decades now over in the land where brown people are,
you're saying that's not a war because they didn't declare it?
That's correct. It's not
okay.
a war.
And that's okay?
No, not exactly. But the Congress could
But
stop
you're praising that. You're praising the ability
no, I'm
to do that.
I'm just saying that it's always going to be a compromise. There's no way you're ever going to avoid a compromise in that kind of a situation. And you've got to have that ability to respond quickly. Look at the
What kind of a situation?
Oh, we could be attacked, literally. I mean, who knows that we wouldn't get a surprise attack from some powerful country that someday. You never
know. That's defense. That's defensive action. We're talking about, you know, current military action that is not officially, quote, war, unquote, according to the government's own rules. right? But people, our military, our, sorry, my bad, the military is actively and has been actively dropping bombs on all sorts of countries for essentially my entire lifetime. Well, now, is that not war? Is that not war?
They can hit us with an atomic, with nuclear weapons within 20 minutes by firing them from the other side. And by the time we get around to responding to them by with the Congress, it would be way too late.
What, Afghanistan can nuke us? Is that what you're saying?
No, I wasn't.
No? How about Syria?
Eventually, North Korea will have that capability, yes.
But we're not bombing North Korea.
No, we're not. We're trying to be friendly with them. And I suggested to the president, in fact, that what he should do is take one, do it one day at a time.
But do you got his cell number? are you getting texts from the Trumpster?
I leave his message on an automatic answering machine.
I'm sure he's really paying close attention.
That's got
to
be the equivalent of one of those Santa Claus hotlines.
Not exactly. He must be noting what I have to say, because I can see that he's seriously thinking about what I have to say.
He must be noting what I'm saying. Wow. How self-important do you have to feel that if you leave a voicemail on a hotline that claims to be for the president, that you read that action into the president's action? Wow.
No matter how brilliant you are, you can't think of everything all the time.
Well, yeah, but one thing's for certain. Individuals have brilliant things, brilliant thoughts, brilliant ideas. You know who makes the stupidest decisions? Large groups of people making a decision together. That's a fact of history.
Well, that's what he's praising here, right? Robert was saying that he would rather the power over the military be in the hands of one man than be in the hands of Congress.
Well, but he also said, which we all choose. Well, I got news for you, pal. We all didn't choose.
I don't want any of it.
There's a boatload of non-voters who have never chosen, whether ideologically or otherwise, that actually outweigh the number of people who vote. So, no, we don't all choose.
And that's their free choice not to vote.
Well, yeah, that's my free choice to not participate in the system. Now, just to be clear, I have voted. I think Captain Kickass is the person who doesn't vote in this room. But that doesn't mean that I support or endorse what these people do, and it doesn't mean that I'm that I would choose any of these people to control my life or tell me what to do. Nor have I voted for any of these people who've become president, nor have I voted for any of their main competitors.
Well,
I don't vote for these people.
I don't vote because I don't think I know any better than to select a leader for Mr. Ian Freeman here. It's not my place to go, okay, Ian, you're going to be led by this frickin' guy.
It's
not my place. And you would resent me if I did that.
Yeah, I don't want
anyone to tell you what to do. If I tried to impose that upon you, if I pointed a gun at you and said, no, Ian, you're going to be led by this guy.
I don't want any of my money going to kill innocent people around the world. Do you, Robert?
No, of course not. Neither do any of us, for sure.
Oh, really? Well, then why do people support the military?
Do you know anybody who'd like us to do that? Maybe a crazy person.
A lot of people love the military. Like, they cheer them on whenever they go over and drop bombs on people's houses and wedding parties and stuff.
Those are the mentally sick.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, they've been told that there's these enemies out there, and Robert seemed to have bought into that for most of his phone call. Like, ooh, you got to be afraid. Someone could drop a bomb on you.
He started out praising the founding fathers and the system that they put together, and it escalated from there.
855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If I could press a button and get rid of the entire government tomorrow, I would do it. I'd rather just take my chances. We're coming up. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After days of resisting, President Trump says he's been tested for the coronavirus. The test comes after it was revealed that he was in close contact with two Brazilian officials who have since tested positive for the virus.
I also took the test last night, and I decided I should, based on the press conference yesterday. People were asking, did I take the test? I don't know, whatever it takes, a day or 2 days, whatever it is, they send it to a lab.
Reporters attending the briefing had their temperatures taken, and one person who had a slight fever was kept out of the room. Vice President Mike Pence says those international travel restrictions are now being expanded.
The president has made a decision to suspend all travel to the United Kingdom and Ireland effective midnight, Monday night, Eastern Standard Time.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 masks, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871. Bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here in the studio with you, it's Ian.
And I am Emmett Smith.
Is that a sports guy?
Yeah, I'm just kidding. That's an old joke, too. I should stop saying that. I'm the Reverend Captain Kickass, and this is Free Talk Live.
It is, and the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. With the new Divvy wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's D-I-V-I Project. .org. We go to your calls and thoughts. Anthony in Charleston, South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to WTMA.
Yeah, my question for you guys is, do you think the media is solely responsible for the mass hysteria? Or do you think that it could be possible that we don't have a cure or know much about it that is making this a mass hysteria?
I think it's the mass part of the mass hysteria that's the problem. We have less than competently educated people having an emotional reaction because they're being, you know, they're being overloaded by this message of fear.
Well, and the media plays a role in this because they sell fear.
Yes.
And whether it be a fear about a war that could be imminent or whether it be fear about some new disease, the media benefits when you're afraid because they want you to tune in to hear the next segment, stay through a commercial so their advertisers can benefit.
And
so they definitely have an
We as consumers are so oversaturated with the message of the coronavirus. I have received emails from businesses, services, products that I haven't had any dealings with
in
for
years.
Well over a decade, if not two, who are now sending me emails saying,
"We care.
Here's our response to the coronavirus. The corona. It's everywhere.
It's on every website.
It's like if you were a heroin addict and all of a sudden the word heroin appeared everywhere in everything that you consumed.
Yeah, I think also, as we touched on earlier in the show tonight, social media is playing a role as well because now, you know, if you were to go out, if this were 20 years ago and you were to go out to the grocery store to get something, you wouldn't be able to snap a photo, you know, easily and just share it with your entire network of all your friends to show them what was going on. It would be very hard to communicate, you know, quickly what was actually happening out there. Now, we have the ability to easily show, my God, the toilet paper is sold out. And then people are like, my God, I've got to get toilet paper. And so, you know, they go out and they try to find it. And before you know it, you've got a panic buy going on that's being brought on by media and by social media as well.
Yeah.
So, yes.
It's a crappy situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I only have about like 70 people on my Facebook, but I know there's a lot of people out there that have, you know, 300, 400, 500, and then you post that one picture, oh my gosh, there's no toilet paper on the shelf. Well, that 300, 400, 500 also has, you know, 300, 400, 500 followers, and
somebody posts it in a Facebook group somewhere that's got you know, thousands of people in it,
and it just blows up. And I mean, I think like you said, if this happened 20 years ago, I don't think it wouldn't get as much, you know, coverage on it.
Well, and also think, it did happen 20 years ago. There were, in the last couple of decades, there were SARS, H1N1, mad cow. I mean, there's been all these different
swine flu, bird flu.
Yeah, there's been all this stuff. But now it's really taken a hold in a way that it never has before. And certainly the media played it up back in the day, but now you combine that with the power of social media as well, and you really get some influence over how people are behaving. And people, as you were pointing out earlier, as you mentioned, Captain, they're not real critical thinkers here. They're reactionary. They're just going to follow the herd. What's the statement that the individual may be intelligent, but a bunch of people together act really stupid?
There's nobody dumber than all of us.
Yeah. So we're dealing with all of that. Plus, you know, then you add into the difficulties that, you know, the supply chain is feeling from this, because it's a reaction in not just one specific area like you would have happen with a hurricane or some sort of localized disaster, an earthquake or whatever. Usually that's going to sell out store shelves in some given radius, but now you're seeing it nationwide and beyond to international kind of levels. I mean,
they have experts in shipping and supply chain that do this thing called just-in-time, which is really based on the average consumption or at least the normal patterns that they detect over a course of X period of time, whether it's months or years.
They ship a certain amount of product.
They keep a certain amount on hand. They have a certain amount in the back room, and then, you know, they sort of rely on that. When there's a sudden burst of sales for a particular product, the recovery time is going to be slower than ideal, which is what we're seeing now.
Yeah, well, when I knew that there was really a serious issue was when my ex-girlfriend was over here. We were talking, you know, hanging out for a little bit. Her fiance called up to say he had been sent home from work. He works at a Walmart distribution center. They sent him home because there was no more product to move around. The freight was gone.
You know, I think,
wow,
you know, when this is all done, I shouldn't say when it's all done, but I would say like in a few months from now, you're going to see an abundance of that stuff on the shelf because, well, everyone's stocked up in a mass panic. You know, I have 600 rolls of toilet paper and, you know, 5 gallons of hand sanitizer. Now what do I do with it?
It'll be like the day after Valentine's when all the candy's on sale.
50% off.
Yep.
Anthony, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. That's always the best time to get Halloween candy, too.
That's right.
You go the day after.
After.
get it at like 75% or 50% off, and then just hold it. It's candy. It's
chuck it in a freezer if you're worried about it going bad.
I mean, the only reason you'd have to put it in the freezer is if it's super humid and warm where you're going to store it. Otherwise, just a dark place. Just keep it. It's good for the next year. All right. So let's talk a little bit more about the supply chain aspect of this and what it is that the manufacturers of toilet paper have to say, because the New York Times did a story about this, pointing out that toilet paper is out of stock, whether at big box stores.
Wait a minute. I'm imagining this happening. You're some sort of low-level executive at a major product, toilet paper company or company that, and you've never been called on by the press before for anything. Suddenly, you have to go make a statement. Shine. Yeah, you're like, oh, this toilet paper gig's really paying off for me. I get to make a statement to the press.
In an age of instant shopping, gratification, and same-day delivery, the idea that something so mundane could be unavailable seems downright scary and an ominous sign that basic supply chain is under stress because of the pandemic. But is there really a toilet paper shortage? Major retailers say toilet paper hasn't been out of stock in stores for more than a day or two or even a few hours. Manufacturers, paper industry executives say, are raising production to meet demand, but there's only so much capacity that they can or are willing to add. They want to satisfy panic buying without going overboard and creating a glut on the market when the surge subsides. Unlike some other products, toilet paper is not likely to be used more by Americans who are stricken with respiratory symptoms, even as the coronavirus spreads. Jeff Anderson, the president of Precision Paper Converters, a manufacturer with 65 employees outside of Green Bay, Wisconsin, says, "You're not using more of it. You're just filling up your closet with it. What happens in the summer when demand dries up and people have all this extra product in their homes?" Mr. Anderson's business focuses on facial tissues, which are also in high demand. And he's paying employees. And I saw that today. I was in the Walmart. Checked the tissue section. There's only a handful of boxes left.
Facial tissues?
No, I think people are buying those in the expectation that they can't get toilet paper.
I mean, sometimes they are pretty soft.
Perhaps more than its recent past, the paper industry seems well-positioned to meet the surging demand. After decades of declining sales, as newspapers and printed documents have lost out to the digital age, many manufacturers converted to making tissue products like toilet paper and wipes. That means there's actually more manufacturing capacity that can be brought online. But toilet paper is typically made to order. Because it takes up so much room, storing large quantities is not profitable. So the industry typically only has a few months' worth of inventory on hand. Dan Clarahan, president of United Converting, which sells manufacturing equipment to tissue companies, says, "Look, there's not some big underground warehouse like in Raiders of the Lost Ark where there's all this toilet paper sitting around in case it's needed."
There's about to be.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense.
John down the street, he's got a basement full.
Because you're just paying to store that doesn't make sense. So we got more here coming up. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Corona, the official sponsor of Spring Break 2020. I am the captain.
You can bring up whatever you want here, though. A lot of people obviously have Corona on the mind, and they want to talk about this.
I wonder what's going to happen to the brand of beer, right? Because this is a market force that doesn't occur typically, where your brand name sort of gets strung through the mud because of some other thing that's happening.
That's a good question. I did see a meme, I don't know if it's a meme, but actually it was like a real picture, that some convenience store had a stack of Corona beers, and they would give you a free toilet paper roll if you'd buy, like, you know, the 12-pack or the 24-pack of the
How Corona. Many rolls for your daughter? How many rolls? I have the toilet paper. How many rolls for your daughter?
855-450-FREE. By the way, do want to say thanks to the folks over at Liberty.menu. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force, and you will abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you really ought to check out Liberty.menu. It's like a business directory for people that care about freedom. Also, it's a directory for events and digital content creators who also care about freedom. You can rate and you can review other entries. You can also use a sort of built-in social networking aspect to the site. Very, very handy, and it's free. So why not expose your business to more new clients? I mean, you probably need it now more so than ever. Over at Liberty.menu, a lot of businesses are down. There's another story in the news. We're probably not going to have a chance to talk about it, but the movie theaters seeing a 22-year low over recent weeks. I don't know if it's this week or just the last month, but Things are not going well for them.
I would be glad if that were because people have come to their senses and stopped watching some of the bubblegum crap that's being made by, well, Hollywood and, you know, several other studios around the world. But we know it's not. We know everybody's staying home because of the beer virus.
Yeah. So, anyway, check out liberty.menu. Get some free exposure if you're a liberty-minded business person there. That's liberty.menu. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts. We can talk more about the question of, is this a shortage on toilet paper? It sure does seem like it. Toilet paper business is saying, well...
I was going to say in the last segment that I think toilet paper is an industry that is recession-proof in the same way that beer is recession-proof, right?
No doubt.
Alcohol is recession-proof. So if there was suddenly a run on, I don't know, canned beer,
mm-hmm.
right, and all the shelves were empty of beer because people were stocking up for the beer apocalypse or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Beer's going to recover rather quickly as an industry and develop some sort of, you know, way to compensate for occasional spikes in demand. I think that's how it's going to play out with toilet paper because it's such a commodity.
We go to Patrick in Hopkins, Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Patrick.
Hi, it's funny you're talking about toilet paper because I'm a trucker and I was up in New Hampshire about 10 days ago and I picked up a big load of toilet paper, 14 tons of toilet paper, and I drove it to Texas.
Really?
You mean 12 tons, right?
A picture of it.
You mean 12 tons and the other two mysteriously disappeared?
No, I just sent Ian a picture on his email about it.
Oh, okay.
You didn't skim a little toilet paper off the top for yourself? I hear it's pretty valuable.
Oh, hard to do that because they probably weigh it before they get on the truck.
They were big rolls. They weighed 3,000 pounds each. They're going to cut them up at a factory in Texas. I'm coming back up that way, too. I'm actually coming to the Raymond, New Hampshire distribution center for Walmart. I got a load going up there, and I think I'm going to get some paper towels again after I'm finished there.
Well, thank you for your service. I mean, if it weren't for the folks driving the trucks in this country, we would have nothing, basically. So,
and I tell you what, I drove through Keene when I was on my coming back on the way with the toilet paper.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if I honked my horn when I'm coming down the highway through Keene. Would you be able to hear it at your house if I honked my horn?
I don't know. Possibly. I mean, I definitely hear like car noise from the highway from where we are.
If a tree falls in the woods and there's someone around.
Where's the best place to honk it? If I honked it by the Hannaford supermarket?
Yeah, we're around there somewhere.
Athletic fields.
Patrick, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Drive safe.
It's funny because his context of I had a boatload or a big load of toilet paper is completely different than my context when I've said those words before.
Indeed. Let's talk to Rusty. He's in Jasper, Texas. Got him here. Rusty, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, howdy, guys.
Hey, Rusty.
I just wanted to change the subject a little bit and
sure.
talk about the cryptocurrency market, seeing what y'all think might happen. I know everything's on discount and sale right now. I have a little money more saved up. I already pulled the trigger once when I thought it was going to bottom out, but it turns out that wasn't the case. And about 2 days ago, it went really down quite a bit. And now it's, you know, eking its way back up. Do you think we're, you know, done with it, or do you think there's going to be another dip?
I don't make predictions. I don't know what the future holds. I have no idea. I don't know why people think they know what crypto is going to do. It's completely unpredictable.
Yeah. It might be a good time to buy now.
It's definitely a better time to buy now than it was a week ago when it was $9,000 per Bitcoin.
And also, too, I do want to say that Bitcoin, cryptocurrency in general, all of the different cryptocurrencies, have proven to be a resilient technology in the 10, 11 years that it's been around. Every time there is something that goes on in the world, in the stock market, in, you know, any kind of markets or, you know, in finance, that kind of a thing, it bounces back. It comes back every time.
Every time.
Look at the history of Bitcoin, and you can't find a time when it hasn't bounced back. So,
yeah, the odds it will go to zero, very, very low. How low will it go? I don't know. I'll tell you this, and I'm not an investor, okay? I don't know anything about it. All I know is I'm pretty good at holding on to a thing once I get it. That's why I've done all right with cryptocurrency, because I tend to just do nothing.
Yeah.
You know, I'll acquire some and then do nothing. You know, I'd like to spend it around town, but I would buy more when I spend it. So what I've seen is that this thing called dollar cost averaging makes the most sense to me and has performed very, very well historically when it comes to purchasing cryptocurrency.
Yes.
There was a story I saw that if somebody bought $10 And who doesn't have $10 they can't afford to blow every week, right? Like you went out and you bought something at Starbucks or you went and got a pizza.
Yeah, you could have just not bought that extra bag of weed that month
or Coronas or whatever, right?
Don't take that girl on that date, whatever.
Yeah, it's not hard to save $10 a week, right? So somebody who bought $10 a week worth of Bitcoin over the last three years, which includes all the ups and the downs, all of it. Was up like 300% as far as the increase of the value over the $10 per week that they invested. So I think that if you're going to buy cryptocurrency, it makes sense to do it over time with the amounts that you can afford to lose rather than freaking out over like, okay, I've got a bunch of money saved up. I want to go buy it all now. Well, then you're going to get hurt when it goes down. Whereas if you bought a little bit this week, a little bit next week, a little bit next week, it sort of averages the cost out over time.
You're kind of describing my crypto experience. Like I got into it and it was sort of like, oh, I'm gambling, like playing blackjack at the casino, and I didn't do very well. It wasn't until I started doing dollar cost averaging that like, oh, I see. Oh, this makes sense.
Yeah.
You know,
that seems to be the best solution. So there's my advice. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But either way, if you buy a little bit this week, a little bit next week, a little bit, every paycheck, just get into the habit of putting a little bit away in cryptocurrency. That to me makes the most sense.
Do y'all, would you have a recommendation for like a privacy coin or a, kind of like a Zcash Monero or it's same thing in the kind of category of just kind of, being able to exchange coin, I guess like Ripple or Stellar? Do you have anything that you think maybe, preferred or?
Yeah, this is another thing where it's like you might as well throw a dart at a dartboard, put up a bunch of cryptocurrencies because you don't know which ones are going to be successful. They could die. You have no idea which ones are going to rule the day. But I will say this with your question of privacy coins. There are a variety of privacy coins out there. You mentioned Zcash and Monero. Those are two of the more noteworthy ones out there. I actually just wrote an article about Monero today over at freekeen.com. We're now offering it in a couple of vending machines, cryptocurrency vending machines here in New Hampshire. And the reason Monero is my choice for that, and that's not to say I don't support the other privacy coins. There's a few others that I've got a little bit of. But Monero seems to be the sort of the choice of the moment, at least by the marketplace. If you look at darknet markets, Monero is the privacy coin that they have chosen for the darknet markets. And to me, when the darknet markets, if I'd have been smart enough the first time I heard about the Silk Road, because I thought, man, that's a really cool idea. But I'm like I said, I'm not an investor. So like I didn't connect the thought of that's a really cool idea with I should buy that thing.
Right.
So I didn't buy Bitcoin at that time, even though I thought, wow, it's a really cool idea. Now I'm seeing the darknet markets are picking up on Monero as their privacy coin, and now I'm like, that's a really good idea. Yeah. If the darknets are saying that's the coin to go with, I think that's a good indicator that it's got something special that the other ones don't. And I think what that is that Monero cannot be used in a public manner, whereas the other privacy coins have a public side that you can send their transactions publicly. And like with Zcash, 90% of their transactions are public. Only about 10% use the private side. With Monero, they're all private. There is no public option with Monero. So check that one out. Thanks for the call, Rusty. We got more coming up here. Hour 3 is next. It's Free Talk Live.
You will understand the true intent of the Founding Fathers when they wrote the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Chris Ann Hall, president of Liberty First University, doesn't simply regurgitate what some professor or expert has said about the Constitution. She relays the thoughts and opinions of those who wrote the documents. Her straightforward, passionate, easy-to-understand style lets anyone grasp the principles of liberty. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.